WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump said today he doesn't like long waits, and he's very disappointed when asked about Russia-Ukraine talks and Vladimir Putin.
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
But he did not commit to any firm dates. A disruption in one of United Airlines' systems caused hundreds of flight cancellations. The problem's been fixed, but flights are still being impacted.
The app said something like, oh, we had a technical difficulty, but it's resolved. But now when I'm showing up here, they're saying it's canceled.
OpenAI has released the fifth generation of the artificial intelligence technology that powers ChatGPT. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
For OpenAI, ChatGPT-5 is more than just another number. It's really the latest effort by the company to create an AI that all of us find easy to use in our daily lives.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. The Dow was off 224. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the Home Efficiency Rebate and Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the HERE and HOMES programs for efficiency improvements. A multi-day legal hearing began in Portage County on Tuesday. The case concerns one of Wisconsin's largest dairy farms and water quality issues near the village of Nelsonville. Gordondale Farms, a concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, is located near the village. Five current and former neighbors of the CAFO are represented by Midwest Environmental Advocates. They are challenging a state-issued permit they say fails to protect public health. Over the past 7 years, Nelsonville residents have been asking the DNR to require transparency and accountability from Gordondale Farms. The groundwater around the farms now has dangerously high levels of nitrate contamination. This pollution poses serious health risks, especially for infants and pregnant people. Exposure has been linked to certain cancers, including colon cancer. The lawsuit centers on changes made by the Wisconsin DNR that rolled back key environmental safeguards. This happened after Gordondale Farms filed a legal challenge to the DNR's authority to require groundwater monitoring at CAFOs to prevent contamination. Midwest Environmental Advocates says that legal challenge ended in a closed-door settlement that weakened the groundwater monitoring requirements. The hearing will continue over several days this week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out in Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody. He's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. It's 88 right now.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll talk to Kiev Akil, senior political editor with Courier Newsroom, on the latest battles when it comes to making mischief with congressional maps.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
That is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Why are we cutting Medicaid, which is overwhelmingly popular with both Democrats and Republicans?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
You know what we need in the United States is more paperwork.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
It's John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie today.
Mm-hmm.
We are the morning guys at WMDX in Madison. You can check it out at the WMDX dot or whatever to call it. What is it? What? The hot button?
Sure. Let's call it the hot button.
Hot button. Okay.
You can go to the Civic Media app and then the you go to WMDX.
Yeah, then you got to hit the hot button
the hot
and check it out.
Sure. Yeah. The phone lines are back open again. 855-752-4842.
I'm a little distracted. You know, they're talking about Trump meeting with Putin.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have a summit now.
They're saying that they'll meet soon.
In the coming days.
Well,
that's what Trump
says. Is it 2 days or 2 weeks? Typical 2 days, 2 weeks.
They haven't really said.
Yeah.
And originally they were talking about Zelensky, you know, being part of this because it's all about the war.
But he can't be a part of it because, you know.
Why?
Putin has something on Trump.
Well, we don't know, but they haven't nailed it down, you know, where or when.
Right.
But they just say in the coming days. But, you know, that's the way Trump plays it. In the coming days, couple of weeks, we'll see what's going to happen in a few days.
It floats.
Yeah. And, of course, they're still talking about these, you know, the Democrats that left Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding out in Illinois.
That's right.
You know. Hiding in plain sight somewhere in Illinois.
Well, they had to leave the hotel for a bomb scare.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the way Trump is. You know, you just don't know one day to the next what he's going to come up with.
It's true.
You know, and why I think this, because he does have that cheating heart, that they had some open meetings with some taxpayers and some Texas residents talking about this deal with the trying to get five more votes for the Republicans,
that's right.
Redistricting and all that. And this taxpayer had a lot to say about Trump's cheating heart. So we put this together a couple of days ago. Yeah. Let's play that, Jacob.
Sure. I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Your cheating heart.
He cheated on his taxes.
Will make you weep.
He cheated on his business loans.
You'll cry.
He cheated on his wives.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
Yep.
Got it.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
To
sad,
me,
really.
House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence, waiting to swoop down on the dying carcass of democracy.
Wow. Buzzards.
In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way. but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. Yeah, that's Donald Trump.
Yeah, biggest offense is, you know, dropping the ball and cheating that way. That was with everybody watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He's done
I
that
know.
For years. Yeah. Well, when you own all the golf courses, you could get away with that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to get to RFK Jr. His plan is to kill everybody in the country, but very slowly. All right.
And that's his plan?
But it's pretty much his plan. And maybe that's the point, you know, to eliminate most of the vulnerable and aged people out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they tried to do that the first time around. Do you remember that? They wanted to leave COVID up to herd immunity.
Yeah, the pandemic.
And right? Then they asked seniors to sacrifice themselves for the cause. Hey, you may die and you're more susceptible to dying from COVID, but do it for the kids.
Mm, right.
Wow. Sure,
just sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, why don't we play this this cut here, and it explains everything.
And COVID and RSV vaccines, quote, ineffective. Take a listen.
mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
Scientists and vaccine experts are now coming out against this decision. They say mRNA vaccines are a safe and effective way to fight against rapidly changing infections, and that cutting this research could put people at more risk during public health emergencies.
What the secretary is essentially saying here is that mRNA technology doesn't offer sufficient protection against things like COVID and flu, and that these vaccines could be rendered ineffective by a single mutation. We just don't see that, right? We know that these vaccines have been extremely effective against hospitalizations and deaths, preventing those, even if they don't prevent infections. And we know that these viruses have not mutated to the point where these vaccines are not working. They are indeed working.
So what types of diseases would these vaccines typically be associated with, where the funding is being pulled? Do we have a sense of that?
Yeah, so these terminated contracts are really focused on mRNA technology for COVID and flu shots. Obviously, those are the viruses with some of the biggest pandemic potential. Also, the viruses that are responsible for the respiratory infections that we see every year. So this new research could have gone towards developing newer, better versions of these shots, maybe ones that don't involve needles or combine COVID and flu vaccines. That's really important when we think especially about the next pandemic. How can we use this research? One expert told me it's like cutting the entire fire department because there's no active fire. We know there will be, and you want to be prepared when it happens.
So it's really a devastating cut, that's for sure. The intellectualist posted this response online, said, "What is unfolding is not just a policy change, it is a direct assault on life-saving medical progress. By suppressing mRNA research and halting the development of critical vaccine programs, we are denying people access to some of the most advanced disease prevention technologies ever developed. mRNA vaccines are no longer just about COVID. In fact, they say they're developing to prevent cancers, melanoma, lung cancer, protect newborns from congenital infections, defend against global threats like avian influenza, RSV, HIV, malaria, Lyme disease. Several of these vaccines, by the way, are already in phase 3 trials, and some were just years away from approval. That future is now being deliberately dismantled."
That's unbelievable. Those trials that are in phase 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just stop those.
You can't stop them. They've gone this far and they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I have another cut. Maybe we'll have time for that, but I do want to go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Sounding wonderful, isn't it? I think medical tourism is a good bet for what's coming ahead. I think that's going to be going
I think that's it. I think that's our next,
man.
Everybody's going to be skedaddling to the countries that do take up mRNA and do a good job at handling the stuff that we've inaugurated. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll throw it in here. I know that the smoke in the air is driving people crazy, but it's all part of the same piece, which is science. Say what? I really enjoyed the fact that Tom Tiffany was big on sending letters saying, gee, Canada, you really ought to get your forest management techniques in place. Do note that we have just gotten rid of the endangerment finding in EPA that said greenhouse gases are a danger to humans. And they wanted to get rid of it because of, not unlike what Robert Kennedy is doing. Robert Kennedy cites, I don't know what, in order to back himself up. But this one was, well, it's outdated research. And actually, those greenhouse gases aren't too bad. So I'm just kind of looking at the smoke from Canada and thinking, it's just getting us ready for the next round because it's like we're going to be going back to where we were. Is it a little smoky outside? Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. We're back to before 2009. That's when things are good. So, we just have to take a philosophical approach and have another beer, and it'll be fine.
I think the beer will help.
All right, Joe, thank you for that. I know.
I did hear that, we should start worrying about it. Physicians are worried about the smoke that we're inhaling constantly because it's been such a constant stream of smoke coming down from Canada.
Right.
That we're just getting used to it. But we shouldn't be getting used to inhaling all of those particulates that cause cancer and other problems.
Yeah, the wildfires in Canada, I mean, it was all, for the past week, it's really been a problem. Finally, today, looks like things have cleared up nicely, but boy, it's not good for your health.
Okay, I want to get to this next cut. Let's play this. This is Cut 72, and this is more information about what Robert Kennedy had said, essentially breaking it down a little bit, all right? And we won't play the whole thing, but we'll just play part. Let's listen.
To understand the implications, we called up epidemiologist Michael Osterholm. He is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy.
We've actually been studying mRNA vaccines for more than 15 years. And so there's actually was a lot of information available when the pandemic began. And that's one of the reasons why mRNA technology was chosen, was because not only how well does it work and how quickly you can make the vaccine, but we actually had a fair amount of information already accumulated showing its safety and showing how it was very effective.
Troubled mRNA programs. Do you believe those programs were troubled?
The only trouble that those programs ran into was the fact that ideologically this administration wants to reject the mRNA technology because it just reminds them of what happened with the pandemic. That this discovery of the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine for COVID actually came out of the Trump 1 administration and was heralded as a major advance for which the president and the administration took a great deal of credit. So it's somewhat ironic, if not painful, to hear 4 to 5 years later that now they're totally rejecting it. So that's the only problem we have right now with the vaccine.
Are those vaccines unsafe?
And this is, again, where we get into it. One of the gifts that some people would suggest RFK has is his ability to use words. For those of us on the science side, that's really a challenge because he doesn't really understand in many instances what he is saying. When you talk about safety for the vaccines right now, this profile for mRNA vaccines is as safe as any we have. In fact, what we have clear evidence of is that as the COVID virus has changed and changing slowly, what we see is that we just have some reduced protection from the vaccine, but we still have outstanding protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. And that is by far the most important set of outcomes that we worry about.
That's right.
So,
that's a big deal.
His statement is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
And I think
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That kind of gives you an idea how incorrect he is. Just out there. He has this masterful way with words.
Well, yeah.
And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back here in just a moment, but the phone lines are back open if you want to chime in on anything. 855-752-4842.
What I've got coming up next is a warning from Rachel Maddow. She did a little rant the other day, and it was just fantastic. It was really good, and we're going to play a part of it for everybody to hear. And And think about it, because the end of this country is here.
It's here. That's what she says.
Now, I said, yes. I said this about 4 months ago, didn't
right.
I? I said we're already under dictatorship. No one else ever said it again. Not the way I just said it, but it is a dictatorship, and Rachel has finally come to that conclusion.
Yes, and we'll have that coming up next. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.
You can call us 855-752-4842 or get a message to us on the Civic Media app. What do we got here, John?
Oh, we're talking to... Well, no, let's move on from there. I could say so much more about Joel Clayfish, but I'm not.
Oh, we were talking about him during our little break here.
What's the name of that program that you're a part of there, Jacob?
John and Gordy. It's the Raised in Wisco on Saturdays.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Raised in Wisco.
Okay.
And he talks deer hunting, essentially, right?
All forms of hunting and eating. If you can kill it and then consume it, that's what we talk about on Saturdays.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't want to be near him.
What do you got against hunting and fishing?
Well, you know, the thing with Joel was he was pushing a bill. I don't know if it ever passed, but he was pushing a bill to be able to bow hunt around schools. And that was not received well by a lot of people.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to Rachel Maddow's official warning now. And she has been convinced now that we are under a dictatorship.
This was really something.
Something I came to a conclusion right away 4 months ago. But now people are starting to pick up on it. What she tells you here is kind of a consolidation of all the stories that we've covered in Idiocracy in our morning show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what Civic Media has also covered. So if we can't just listen to a scoped down version of her 9-minute rant, this is about 3 minutes. I hope you can enjoy what's there.
Life has not stopped and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. And it sounds melodramatic to say it. I know. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding, but no identifiable leadership. And they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons, where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on. Right? Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. They're making them eat off dishes on the floor, like their dogs, the Chrome Detention Center in Florida. The Republican Party wants to sell T-shirts about that. And if you think it's only about immigrants, take the president's own word for it when he says the homegrowns are next. And then he starts musing publicly about which Americans he intends to strip of their citizenship. Protests must be criminalized. Media must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Universities must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Law firms must be intimidated into not opposing him and saying and doing what he wants, or they must be shut down. And for institutions like that, it's not just the boldest or most strident critics of the president who must be shut down. It's the most mainstream, right? It's the most prestigious, the most credible. Because that's what's so dangerous about them. There can't be any source of authority. There can't be any source of authoritative statements of fact that compete with what the leader insists must be the new truth. And so government departments will be stripped of their experts, and he will fire his way through them until they tell him things that he wants to be told.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
That's fantastic. Wow.
We have total clarity on what Trump's intentions are for the country. But I mean it when I say we. The country gets it and is more against it than they've ever been. And opposing this administration and what Trump is trying to do is turning out to be the story of the century.
That's it, man.
Pretty disturbing. Yeah, absolutely disturbing. You know, we've got my mega friend in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We've got CJ who calls up every so often.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're watching any of these apprehensions. Because if they watch these apprehensions, they know that the people that are apprehended are saying things. They're trying to convince the people taking them, ICE agents, mm-hmm. from taking them, saying, I'm a citizen, I'm this, I'm that. This could happen to you, CJ. This could happen to my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could complain all you want. You could say as much as you want. You could give them material. You can give them your ID, your birth certificate. They're not going to care. And they're going to take you off to some black site someplace, and they'll never hear from you again. And you think you're safe. You're not safe. Even though you're a mega, you're not safe. It could happen to you. You could be caught up in what's going on around you. And it could happen. They're just not thinking.
Yeah.
And again, they're going to go for the homegrowns next.
It's...
And how are you going to convince them that you're not a homegrown?
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing. Yeah. Rachel summed it up pretty nicely there, and she's on it.
But it can happen to anybody, and that's what you have to really think about when you're under a dictatorship, an authoritarian government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have.
29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 855-752-4842.
Send out an SOS, man.
Yes, some message in a bottle somewhere. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 52-year-old man in Portage County has been sentenced to 16 years in prison for sexual assault of a child. Nicholas Fugue, formerly of Plover, was convicted of one count of sexual assault following a two-day jury trial in June. After that, Fugue pleaded guilty to other charges related to repeated sexual assault of another child victim. In total, Fugue is sentenced to 16 years in prison, followed by 4 years of extended supervision and ordered to register as a sex offender for life. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas, according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states share resources. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Antigo, Appleton, Green Bay, Menominee, Sheboygan, and several more. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the disaster preparedness program in April. It goes by BRIC, Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster by building tornado shelters or updating power lines. Attorneys general in 19 other states are opposed to the cancellation of the program. There's one more day to register to help track aquatic invasive species in the state. This event is part of a statewide effort by the Wisconsin DNR to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state to learn how to locate and identify the aquatic invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. If you're interested, you'll need to register by Friday on the DNR's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 89 degrees.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by YouTube influencer Wheezy Waiter, a.k.a. Craig Benzien, director of No Packers, No Life. Then Savannah Schindler from the Beloit Cub Open joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end.
And we feel fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're hoping you're enjoying yourself. And mm-hmm. You can always give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and have your ideas as well.
Yeah, chime in. 855-752-4842. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, the American Eagle ad has created quite a stir.
What are you talking about?
It's a female talking about her good genes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blonde, something about blue-eyed, this. Good genes,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Everybody's calling it a little bit white nationalist. Mm. But The Daily Show did a little takeoff on it, and let's listen to Desi Leidick talk about that genes ad.
This whole thing started because people were calling this ad a racist dog whistle. And whether that was intended or not, the reaction was definitely more of a dog megaphone.
We're sick and fucking tired of the nonsense where you are not allowed to ever celebrate someone who is white and blonde and blue-eyed.
We're over this woke agenda. We're over the Lizzos. We're over the Dylan Mulvaneys. If this was a 300-pound non-binary person, they would be applauding her.
I was so sick of seeing these just fat, unappealing losers who've destroyed their own bodies.
She's not a plus-size swim model on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's not a male prom queen.
This ad is the final declaration that we're done doing that shit.
Guys. Guys, calm down. This is such bullshit. Blonde women have had constant representation, okay? In entertainment, in fashion, in letter turning. It's not that they want to see more white women. It's that they want to see none of anyone else. For a story about boobs, it sure has a hell of a lot of assholes.
That's right. A lot of them. All right.
It's Desi Leidick.
Good comment.
Daily Show.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She really is. She reminds
me
a lot of Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Same kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the other big story that, you know, I don't know why these are big stories. They are. They turn out to be that. The Doge guy, Big Balls.
Yeah, that's his nickname. Yeah.
He was beaten and left bloodied during an attempted carjacking by about 10 juveniles in Washington, D.C. He intervened to help a woman and took the brunt of the assault himself. But, you know, as the megaphone continues to do what it does, it blew this completely out of proportion. All right, so what they want to do now is take this as an example of, you know, law and order out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing's going on. D.C. can't control their own people. So
Trump
they
wants
want to take,
to
it,
take
over.
It all over.
Yeah, he wants to federalize D.C., all right? So let's listen to Trump talk about it here in Cut 68. Let's listen.
I have to say that somebody from Doge was very badly hurt last night. You saw that. A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C. And either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run. But it's not a question of Doge. We have great people, secretaries and all, working with Doge and cutting with a scalpel as opposed with an axe.
No, that's not really true. They cut with an axe. But, Doge, you know, karma.
The fact that he wants to take over the
federalize D.C.
Federalize the whole
Bring in the National Guard. That's his solution to just about everything.
Yeah.
Now, why he isn't doing it right away, my theory is that U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, is in charge.
Oh, God.
She was supposed to prosecute these people.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's hands off until she can't do what she should be doing in D.C. And let's listen to Jeanine Pirro's point of view on this.
There's no question that Washington, D.C. has an incredible amount, a credible number of homicides. You know, and you can say that violence and crime is down, but the truth is violence is more lethal than it's ever been. And when we say it's down, down from what?
Right, real high.
Okay, we've probably...
From the other number.
And President Trump, in his effort to make D.C. safe and beautiful, said to me, I want you... to enforce the law, to make sure that there's accountability. This young kid who worked at the White House was beaten to a pulp. He's got a broken nose. He's got a severe concussion. He's battered all over his head, okay, by a gang of punks. None of them come to my office, Laura, because they're not considered criminals. They go to family court where the effort is rehabilitation. Number one, we've got to lower the age of responsibility to 14. He's an intern from college. He gets shot going out for McDonald's at 10:30 at night. Then what we've got are kids who are out there who are making fun of all of this, doing carjackings, and I can't touch them because they want to protect them.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, rehabilitate anybody. We want to send them to jail at the age of 14. Wow. There's a solution right there. You know, this is something that was posted by Trump. Americans, and importantly, for the world to see, if D.C. doesn't get its act together and quickly, we will have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run this city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. Perhaps it should have been done a long time ago. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have had to go through the horrors of violent crime. How about all the federal employees you just ditched? All the lives you destroyed, the health care you took away from them, the pensions, their job, their mortgages. How any remorse for that? But, you know, it's this guy. It's this Doge member that they're really, really jumping on. Yeah, big balls, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we go to the phones here? We have Cam from Appleton on the line.
Cam, go ahead. Good afternoon.
Blonde, blue eyes. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blonde, blue eyes, and silicone is what the tagline should be reading. For big balls, I have no sympathy. Those people are infuriating because I wish people understood just how bad it is that they went into the departments that they went into illegally. Brought in uncertified hard drives, unsecure hard drives, copied data, and left with it, and we still don't know where it is. I'm livid over that because that's we can't undo that.
Yeah. That's right. Why I say, you know, this is karma. You know, he helped a woman out, and that's fantastic. And you know, he suffered for it, and I feel bad about that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, what they did to all these Americans across the country, 50,000 federal employees at least, it's, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
And Cam, you know, I think the line that Desi Lighty can celebrate someone white, right? When was the last time anybody celebrated someone who was white? Yeah. Wow, I mean, what a comment that is.
Wasn't that from Megan Fox?
Yeah, I think Megan Fox. Yes. She said that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cam, thank you. Thanks for that call. Lines are back open, 855-752-4842. A few minutes here.
All right. I've got something else here.
All right.
I definitely am chomping at the bit to play this.
Okay. Well, what is it,
This is high technology, and I'm into the technology here, and I think this is kind of a good idea. Maybe it's called Showrunner. Now, showrunners are people who, you know, come up with the ideas and, you know, run these TV shows and make sure everything is run well.
Right.
And this is Showrunner now, and it's the Netflix of AI.
Mm.
And this is... This is an amazing concept. I don't want to play this. This is cut nine, if you could go to cut nine. This is a description of what Showrunner is all about. It's really a fantastic new idea, but I'm not quite sure. I'm, you know, on the fence on this one. Let's listen to it and see what you think.
All right, here we go.
Showrunner is...
before
it's going to transform Hollywood.
I'm way more interested in AI creating something that would have otherwise been impossible without it. Let's make something new that has never been done before.
It's going to transform Hollywood, but in a much bigger way. It's not going to just be a way to make movies cheaper. Movies and TV shows are going to become playable. Showrunner is magic.
Creators can give their shows to all of their fans. Once a show is up on Showrunner, fans can come in, they can add themselves into shows, they can create more episodes.
Showrunner is grounded in a simulation of the world. You're actually getting to tell your stories about what's going on in the world that week, that day, that hour.
Let's say you don't like how a season ended, you can just go in and change it. We want to be able to find that person who might have not gotten a chance and give them an actual platform to make something. If you make a show and it goes on Showrunner, every single time a user generates more content from your show, the creators of that world are getting paid for those generations.
Imagine a Netflix of AI where people are telling their own stories.
So one of the things we've been telling creators is don't just think of a story you want to tell, think of a world that you want to build.
Everyone can just have at it, and they can start to tell their own version, their own story, one up each other.
All of our beta users have created this community within themselves, but together they're making full seasons of these TV shows, and they're making each other laugh, and they're even getting to know each other. We have all these chat channels where everybody's actually talking to each other, and
yes.
That's just been really, really cool to watch.
Making a character truly live is the greatest artistic quest. And that's going to transform movies, that's going to transform TV, that's going to transform gaming. And we're just at this very little sliver of it with Showrunner, but we're at the beginning.
Okay, let me get this straight.
We're actually, you know, spitballing this.
Are we
the
working
table
this?
Now. Yeah,
are we going to throw
the John and Gordy Morning Show? Yeah, Showrunner.
Showrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can insert themselves at, and
into
be a
our
third
show?
Member of the show.
I have one question. Who's playing the annoying piano?
Yeah,
in the background?
I know. I wanted them to go away.
They're so creative. Couldn't they have created a better theme in the background?
You would have thought.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I'd like to see an example of what they're
right.
trying to do.
You can
do.
Create your own episode. You can take the whole episode, throw it out, create your own with you as the character in that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should check into that. So what's Netflix got to do? Is this
no, they just call it the Netflix of AI. Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual channel is Showrunner.
Okay.
So you should check it out and see if this is enjoyable enough.
Did you check it and see if there are any episodes up there yet?
No,
I
haven't actually checked it out, but I should. Just didn't have time to, but I thought it was a fascinating concept.
It is. I think it's great.
And
actually.
There are a lot of people, you know,
could
game
be a lot of fun.
Overnight, and they have their chats and they have their discussions, you know, with people all across the world and across the United States. Well, maybe their friends would like to get in on Showrunner and create their own episodes, or at least, you know, kind of goof up the endings, you know.
Really?
Create a disastrous ending, yes.
Could be fun.
Well, I think it could be fun.
Yeah. I like that idea. We should workshop that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take some video of the show, and I mean we've got it right here on YouTube, and Facebook, and everything.
Yeah, we can insert somebody in here. We wanted to do that a long time ago with an AI figure that was out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas a while back, and we wanted to get their. They had an Android with a projection face on it that
kind of like Max Headroom kind of deal. Yeah.
And we wanted that as partner, but
we couldn't do that.
They didn't want the publicity, I guess.
All right, we're coming right back. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boo Barn, share the West.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in, James, like, sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in the mornings filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate all the calls and all the ideas and the discussion here on the show.
Yeah, we found out about waffle irons in Green Bay that you asked Mike Clemens.
I didn't get to ask him that, damn it.
You wanted to ask
him. I wanted to ask him that, but, you know,
next time
we're going to have to do it because people, you know, develop these little quirks on the road and they
going
think
through hotels.
Well, I can't wait to find out this or find out that, you know.
All right.
But I was always on the lookout for was the pancake maker, because I'm thinking, you know, you have to put out a lot of money to get that pancake maker. It has to, you know, it's to flip the pancakes.
Well, that, and you've got all kinds of people trying it for the first time. You know, they've never done it before.
Exactly.
And you're
well,
waiting to make the pancakes.
Well, actually,
you're waiting
to,
in line.
All you have to do is just push the button.
That's not that difficult.
That's it. Okay. But it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it isn't even that either. All right. I've got something here. This is an experiment in music, moody music under what somebody is saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, is it more impressive if you put music under it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually it is.
It is.
Yes. Right.
And I saw a recent interview with Jeff Daniels talking about the second term of Trump.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little experiment. But first, I want to introduce everybody to Jeff Daniels, where I saw him go on a rant.
Oh, sure.
In the TV show Newsroom.
It's classic, yeah.
Which is just fantastic. You really have to catch that if you can. But this is one of the great rants ever. And it's well written. And it answers a lot of questions that the megas seem to be convinced of. So why don't we play this from Jeff Daniels from the series Newsroom.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer. And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period generation period ever period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the f*** you're talking about. Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
There you go.
Okay.
And you notice Jeff the Daniels. Dramatic music underneath really,
right.
really the added the impact, yep. right? Okay, mm-hmm. So now Jeff Daniels on a recent talk show talked about Trump's second term. Let's listen to the no music version of okay. what he said. Let's listen.
We've lost decency, we've lost civility, we've lost respect for the rule of law, lost it. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet, we've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that, it's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. I mean, nobody has great things to say about politicians. They never have. Mark, go back to Mark Twain. But ideally, we're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Now let's put a little music underneath.
Okay.
He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being. We've lost decency. We've lost civility. We've lost respect for the rule of law. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us.
There it is.
Yeah. Big difference. Where's the Kleenex?
Kleenex.
Here. Right over here. There you go. There you go, big guy.
Boy, you know.
I know, really.
A little dramatic music at all.
What a softie.
Boy,
you are.
I know.
Thanks for that.
You know, get rid of the Trump flags. Bring out the American flags.
Hey, guess what? We are out of time.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, Pete Schwab is knocking at the door here.
Yeah.
He's got Nightlight coming up next. He's got
such a great show.
Well, he's got a popcorn pick tonight. So.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Got to tune in. All right. He's going to be on our show next week,
I think. We're going to talk about his big film.
Yeah.
Well, it's been out a while, but it's The Godfather of Green Bay.
Great flick.
You definitely check out that movie by Pete Schwab. A
lot of fun. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Hey, check us out on the Civic Media app. We're at WMDX every morning from 6 till 8. Thanks to Maggie for letting us fill in. And Pete Schwab is next. Have a good evening.
See you later.
So long.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's still not clear when or if talks will take place on ending the war in Ukraine.
I don't like long waits. I think it's a shame.
President Trump says he would meet with Russian President Putin, even if the Russian leader won't meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Israel's security cabinet's considering widening the war in Gaza, and Prime Minister Netanyahu tells Fox News that would involve taking control.
We don't want to keep it. We want to have a security perimeter. We don't want to govern it.
A judge has ordered a halt to construction at the Florida Everglades Detention Center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, while she considers arguments over whether it harms the environment. The Air Force said today it will deny early retirement options for transgender service members with 15 to 18 years of service. They'll have to choose between a lump sum separation payment or leave the service without benefits. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.